This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The first 7 months of 2017 are very good for the Northwest Arkansas economy. Talk Business and Politics reports the combined sales tax revenue of the four largest cities in the region tops $38 million, an increase of nearly 9% over the first 7 months of 2016. The last 3 months' numbers represent increases of between 8 and 10% over the same three individual months last year. The growth is evident in other cities in Northwest Arkansas, too. Talk Business reports building permits in Bella Vista are on a dramatic increase. Projects totaling more than $23 million for the first 6 months of this year represent an increase of nearly 80% over the first half of last year. So far in 2017, there have been 86 building permits issued for Bella Vista. That's more than the same period of time for the years 2013, 14, and 15 combined. Last year, there were fewer than 50 permits issued in Bella Vista for the first 6 months. Sales tax numbers in the Fort Smith Metro are up slightly when comparing year-to-year collections. To date, sales tax collections for 2017 are about $21.5 million. That's an increase of 2.2% over the first 7 months of 2016. Meanwhile, some counties on the other side of the state have been hurt by the results of spring floods. Historic flooding and a decrease in construction brought a decline in May sales tax revenue for one county in northeast Arkansas. Brandon Tabor with our partner station KASU has details.
The Jonesboro Sun reports tax collections for the county in May dropped about 20% from the same period last year. The county seat, Pocahontas, also saw a decline. May 2017 collections were nearly 17% less than in May 2016. The Black River and Pocahontas crested in early May, causing widespread flooding. Mayor Kerry Story told The Sun construction workers in the area helped to inflate the revenue in May 2016. In 2016, the city had various construction projects, such as the Pico Plant and the Aquatic Center. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor.
Arkansas Senior Senator John Bozeman says he's happy to cast a vote that could lead to the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. The senator released a statement yesterday that a vote in the Senate yesterday to open debate about repealing the ACA could lead to ending Obamacare. Senator Bozeman says Arkansans have been calling for the repeal for years. The culmination of several big events in downtown Fort Smith is leading to free parking and transportation during part of the weekend. The Fort Smith and Convention Bureau reports free parking and transportation will be available Saturday from 9 to 2 at the Wheeler parking lot behind the convention center. The Fort Smith trolley will transport people from the lot to the west end of Garrison Avenue. The Unexpected Festival is continuing this weekend, and all weekend long is the Peacemaker Music and Arts Fest. Country singer Dwight Yoakam will be in Fort Smith this fall. It's been announced the singer will be at Temple Live Sunday, October 1st. Tickets for the show go on sale Friday morning. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals have one more game in North Little Rock tonight before returning to Arvest Ballpark tomorrow night to start a 7-game homestand. Last night, the Nats lost to the Arkansas Travelers 5-0. Thursday night's game in Springdale, by the way, against Springfield, will begin at 7:05.